This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. North Carolina native Justin Johnson has felt a special connection to stringed instruments from the moment he picked up his mother's beat-up one-string guitar. And that connection grew stronger when he was handed a cigar box guitar a few years ago. Ever since then, he's been hooked on building and playing homemade roots instruments. He's now touring in his RV, made a stop at the Art Center in Carrboro, going to play at the Celebration of North Carolina Songwriters show this Sunday. But first, he's here in the studio to play a cigar box guitar along with Kirk Ridge on acoustic guitar and Bob Head on upright bass. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Thank you,
Frank.
So, Justin, let's talk about this. How did you get started? Tell us about that one-string guitar of your mother's when you picked that up. What was going on?
Well, that was this old Stella guitar, and anyone who knows much about guitar history, especially here in America, you know those old Sears catalogs where all those blues musicians, that legend, they'd all get that kind of Sears catalog guitar, and it would come, and it'd be that thing you worship. And this seemed like it was one of those. You know, it was definitely played. You could tell by the fret wear. It was just played to death. It's hardly working anymore. There was one string on it, and it had been passed down, and it was sort of one of those instruments you have around the house more for the meaning and the history than to play it. But that was my first guitar, and I played it, that one string, played it up and down, and I think the first song melody I ever picked out on it was Louie Louie.
Oh,
so
right.
That nice little simple...
Did you know the words?
No, I didn't, actually.
But you became a musician, and it was only fairly recently that you were introduced to a cigar box guitar, right? Tell us about that, and what happened when you first saw and heard that.
Well, the first time I ever picked one up, it was a four-string cigar box guitar. And, you know, when someone says they have a cigar box guitar, that's one of the first questions you ask is how many strings does it have? Because it doesn't, really, there's no rules for it. It could have three strings or four strings or one string or 10 strings. And so this one was a four string. I'd never played a four string instrument. And so I just tuned it to an open tuning, which means that I tuned all the open strings to a chord. So they were all harmonious together. And I used a slide because the action was high. I didn't know if it was set up properly yet. And right off the bat, you know, I loved it. And what, looking back on it, what it made me do that night, because I was playing at a show that night, and someone asked me to perform with it on stage after, you know, with having no experience with the instrument. But it made me think outside of the box. It made me think outside of my regimented system of thought for music. And it actually made me, you know, I consider it making me work harder as a musician, but actually play music in a more unique, in a way that's more personal to me. And ever since then, that's what it's been doing constantly, every single one I pick up.
I'm going to talk more about that in a minute. By the way, I know the first question most people would ask if you said, I'm playing a cigar box guitar, how many strings? However, our producer, Will Michaels, his first question, where are the cigars? He wants to know, well, what you do with the cigars.
I don't smoke, so those must have been smoked by somebody else.
Well, listen, we could talk this to death, but I do want to hear it. Would you play a song for us?
Sure. Well, the first song we were going to play, I've actually got this six-string washtub guitar here, and we're going to play, this is one of Kirk Ridge's originals. Do you want to talk about this at all, Kirk, or introduce it?
No, we're just going to jump right in, and let's play some music.
Bought myself some blue jeans so I'd fit in. Looked inside a waistband, started scratching my chin. Said made in China. Thought, isn't that strange? Blue jeans are American. Levi ain't a Chinese name. I was home at Christmas. Decorate my tree, looking at the ornaments, down on my knees. Found a little Santa, carved out of a hickory nut. Said made in China, right there on his bun. Thought this was a U.S., U.S., U.S. What was I thinking, thinking, thinking? Look a lot like Shanghai, Shanghai. What have I been drinking? Thought I'd play Monopoly and a felt much better. Said made in America on the box in big bold letters. Then I started reading small print on the board. Dice and tokens made in China. Oh, help me, Lord. I went down to the diner. Thought I'd be safe. Saw a strange expression on my waitress's face when I turned a cup over. What did I see? Made in China, spilling all over me. I thought it was a U.S. Was I thinking? Look like Shanghai. What have I been drinking? Must have moved to China. Not that that's a bad thing. Everything American. Made right here in Beijing.
Made in China, Kirk Ridge on the acoustic guitar, Bob Head on the upright bass, and Justin Johnson on the electric box guitar. And that's a guitar embedded in a washtub, is it not?
Yes, this guitar is built out of, well, the sound body of it, the resonating body, is built out of a small washtub. I found out that these washtubs are actually very rare. I don't know what they were designed to wash, but a human couldn't fit in there. And, you know, a lot of clothes couldn't. So I guess, you know, you find these. And if you collect wash tubs, apparently this is sort of a prized item. So like a lot of these objects, like cigar boxes and subsequently a lot of the other objects that they make instruments out of, like these, people collect them, like old license plates and things like that. And then they say, you know, what would this thing sound like? This is sort of shaped like a guitar. You know, you get into these and you start realizing how interesting the tone from these objects is. So it's got this tin wash tub, and then the top of it actually has a wooden soundboard like an acoustic guitar. This is a piece of pine, which is a softwood. You don't see a lot of pine top guitars. This piece of pine actually used to shield two doors from hitting one another in transport. And the builder of this, Darren and Dan Dukes, they're brothers out in Illinois that we met when we were, or when Nikki and I were in St. Louis performing, and he found this piece of wood in the garbage can. I brought this wash tub from Nebraska and found this guitar neck, slapped it all together, and it sounds beautiful. It sounds totally like itself and nothing else like it.
It's an amazing sound, and I think not only is this the ultimate recycling, but something you said earlier, which is, I wonder what that would sound like as an instrument. That's the soul of music, isn't it? That's it. That's what music is.
Exactly.
Men and women saying, what would this sound like?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, the thing that I love about these instruments too, when, like I was telling you about when I first picked it up, and first it challenged me, and then I played it and it rewarded that challenge. You know, you step up to the challenge and it gives back to you. And then when I started researching these instruments to find out where they came from and what they meant and where that soul that they have comes from, there's this tradition of basically looking around and making music. You know, it's something, it reminds you that music and art in general, creativity, is a human thing. It's not like one person saw another person do it and they decided to copy him. You can't suppress it. You know, it's like song. You're going to make music, you're going to make art out of whatever you have. And if all you have is a cigar box, if you're snowed into the mountains, or you're in complete poverty, or, you know, anything. There's so many reasons why people started building these instruments, and that's what it reminds me of when I pick one up. You know, I think of that history, and it inspires me.
I love the fact that you stepped up to the challenge when you stepped up to Dutch Masters. I've been dying to say that. So this last song was made in China, but most of your stuff is made in Cuba. I want to get the history of the cigar box guitar, but we really need to hear from a little bit of music from that now if we can. Can you play a little bit and just give us a sense of what it sounds like?
Of the cigar box?
Cigar box,
okay.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit of that, and then we can get back to the music and talk a little bit about... Were you going to do a whole song on that or just kind of sample it for us? Cigar box.
Whatever you'd prefer. How about I do a whole song for you?
And that'd be great.
And I will. This is a song that I did both Well, I did it on my double album, Smoke and Mirrors, which was my statement about cigar box guitars, past, present, and future, the way that I wanted to personally illustrate my feelings about these instruments and what they bring to music and roots music, the history, the story they tell. And this is a song, it's an old gospel song. It's one of those nice, dark gospel songs, so it's in a minor key. And I've got this four-string cigar box guitar here, and since you folks listening can't see it, it's a wooden cigar box. It's got a homemade neck that goes through it, a fretted neck. And it's got a resonator on it, which is a metal plate that resonates. It adds volume and tone. This resonator is actually made out of a tin can lid. This was built by a good buddy of mine and a great luthier named Richard Brantley out in Spring Hope, North Carolina. This song right here is called Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down.
Justin Johnson on a cigar box guitar playing a song called Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down. He's got a new album out called Smoke and Mirrors and a three-part DVD series that explains, tells you the history of these beautiful instruments and how they're made. It's an amazing body of work on all of this. We don't really have time to get into the entire history because I want to leave you time to play us out. But you're also going to be playing at the, and Kirk, maybe you can tell us about this, singer-songwriter event at in Carrboro.
Yes, Frank, it's this Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Carrboro Arts Center Main Theater. It's our second year working with the Arts Center, and we have some terrific songwriters we're bringing together for this show. In addition to Bob, Justin, and I, we have wonderful Laura Lynn Dossett. Wyatt Easterling's come up from Nashville and relocated in North Carolina. Carrie Marshall, terrific jazz singer-songwriter from Charlotte, Bill West, well-known locally, and we don't want to forget John Hanks on drums, who's everybody's favorite.
It's going to be an amazing event. I want to thank you all. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to say that Justin Johnson plays a cigar box guitar, Kirk Ridge is on acoustic guitar, Bob Head on upright bass. That performance at the Art Center, Sunday, 7 o'clock, the Celebration of North Carolina Songwriters Show. Justin Johnson released a new album, Smoke and Mirrors, earlier this year, as well as a three-part DVD series on how to build and play homemade Roots instruments. And, of course, we'll have all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. Thanks for listening to the program. Stateofthings.org is the website. Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Stogie-Michaels are our producers. Robin Copley, the engineer, along with Al Wadarski today. Brent Wolf, the news director. Alex Curley, the intern. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Justin Johnson. Thank you.